Maybe you've experienced this before. It's Sunday afternoon or whatever your last day off is in your work week. You're starting to feel kind of anxious, maybe some feelings of regret or feeling like you didn't get done what you were supposed to. Just feeling all around a little down, maybe even some dread at going back to work. There are a lot of names people use to refer to this feeling, maybe the Sunday evening feeling, the Sunday blues, more recently the Sunday scaries. A 2018 survey by LinkedIn found that 80% of working American adults worry about the upcoming work week on Sundays. Is there something we can do about it? Regan Gruing is the executive director of the Center for Teaching and Learning at Oregon State University and professor of psychological sciences. Regan, welcome back to Wisconsin.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Have you ever been here? Regan, I have. Not really with my job now, but I have had that in the past, that like, oh no, back to work tomorrow feeling.
Absolutely. I think there are definitely times when you hit that point and you start thinking about the next week. And the moment you start thinking about the next week, you're increasing your cognitive load. And all of a sudden, that calmness that you had seems to dissipate. So, yep, that happens. But I think, there are some good ways around that. And what I'm really amused by is there was this study that actually tried to pinpoint when that feeling begins. 3:58 p.m. on Sunday, apparently.
Set your alarm for that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Avoid that time. So, yeah, absolutely. Been there and probably putting things into place to not get there too often.
Now, it seems like there can be a lot of different reasons to feel this, and maybe there's different approaches. I don't know. One is if you have a job you don't like, a job that makes you unhappy. Ideally, the perfect solution is to get a new job, but reality doesn't always allow that. Do you have thoughts for a person in that situation, Regan? They're going back to that job they don't like and they gotta. Are there ways to sort of not let that spoil the end of the weekend?
I think there are a couple of things going on here, Rob, and I think you started on the right path, which is, you know, you got to figure out the why is it happening and then think about the what. And, you know, let's just take a look at both of those real quickly. I mean, if you look at the why and if it is job related, very often some things to try and look at are what elements of the job don't you like? Is it how much control you have? Can you do something that'll give you more control? Are you bored? Are you feeling under-recognized for your efforts? I think the more we try and parse out what is it about that job or about our weekday schedules that we don't like, I think we can take a step towards doing something about it. So if we can identify it, you know, and for many of us or for many individuals who do have job stress or who don't like their jobs, identifying it is actually not that hard. And then the question becomes, what are you going to do about it? And you can take either an approach sort of strategy. Let's see if we can tackle it. What is within my control? Or you can take an avoidance strategy. And in the short run, avoidance is okay. It keeps those emotions at bay. But in the long run, that's not the best coping mechanism to go with. So I think it starts with saying, what is it specifically that I'm not looking forward to? And what do I have control over? And what do I not have control over? And if that not have control over list is longer, you want to then try finding ways to find pleasure in what you're doing. And very often, it's in how you appraise the situation.
And is it going to help us even if, okay, there's big problems we have with our work, but even if we take some baby steps that tackle at least some subset of our problems, is that going to make a significant difference, do you think?
Absolutely. And I think along those lines, sometimes it's really as the first step is not even the baby steps, but it's seeing if you can change how you view those elements of the job. I think for many individuals, their jobs are stressful. And when you take a look at the psychology of stress, whenever we consider something a stressor, it's a stressor because we view it and we consider it either a threat or a harm. But there are three types of appraisals, and threat and harm are just two. The third type is challenge. Sometimes changing our appraisal from something being threatening or harmful to something being challenging can make enough of a change in how you view it to help you feel better about it.
Talking to psychology professor Regan Gruing from Oregon State University, looking at that feeling you might get when it's the last day of the weekend or whatever your weekend might be. You got to go back to work or maybe school. And there's some dread. It kind of spoils the rest of your time off. You can join in, by the way, if you've experienced this or overcome it at 800-642-1234. Regan, in reading reporting on this, though, you know, we talked about the people who don't like their jobs. A lot of people say, I love my job. And yet, that the end of the weekend, I start to think about it and that it can still feel like it's spoiling the weekend. How do we start to diagnose what's going on in that situation?
Right. So I think there's one of the big problems with how many of us structure our lives today is that we allocate self-time to the weekends only. You know, we go, oh, it's Saturday or Sunday. Now I can sleep in. Now I can treat myself. Now I can do this. Now I can do that. As we get to the end of the weekend, part of what's going on, even if we love our jobs, is basically we're saying to ourselves, oh, five more days of no self-time, right? And I think part of the reason we feel those feelings on Sundays is because we don't give ourselves enough self-time on weekdays. And I think that's something we, each of us, can explicitly do something about. And I'll give you a simple example. Every Sunday here in Oregon, we go for a walk out in the woods amongst the trees. And it's one of the neatest things. We do it as a family. We try out one of the multiple neat trails around Corvallis. And it's gorgeous. And something I realized is, why just keep it to the Sundays? Carve up some time where you can take a shorter walk during the week. So it's not just, oh, I got to wait for the weekend for that nice time, and now Monday is coming, and I'm back to being at work all the time. You know, I think there are these little changes that we can make in how we plan our lives out. So it's not this black and white weekend versus the weekdays.
Our producer, Natalie, came across an interesting piece focusing on the Saturday side of things. Uh-huh. The first day off, a writer called Jayan Yankovic on a website called right. Man Repeller. She says she's overwhelmed, this author, on Saturday because, you know, you're overwhelmed that you're not going to make your weekend count, all that stuff. And then probably on Sunday night, that leads to a feeling of regret. So how do we overcome that urge to start the weekend off by thinking we're going to do all the stuff we want
right.
to do?
Right. You know, to sort of keep that so-called Saturday spiral in check, I think, you know, this comes back to a classic good plan for keeping stress at bay in your life in general. Plan well. You know, plan well, and actually plan for time doing nothing. Plan for time, you know, for random things going on. I think far too often we go into the weekend thinking, it's the weekend, you know, I don't want to plan things, because we are so used to just planning to get work done. But I think the more we start planning fun things, and also literally planning, and this sounds paradoxical, but plan to do nothing. So if you've planned to do nothing, doing nothing doesn't feel like you haven't accomplished anything. You've actually accomplished your plan. And I think that's one of those things that can keep that Saturday spiral that author talked about at bay.
Regan, let me throw another scenario at you that I think a lot of people have experienced, a weekend or maybe even it keeps you up at night. Again, the job's okay, but you've got a big project, presentation, whatever it might be, and your mind latches onto it, even when you're off work, and you can't let it go. Maybe it's anxiety. Maybe you're just fixated on it. What are strategies that we can use to overcome that feeling?
Yeah, you know, in coping with stressors, especially stressors that are mental, like the ones that you talked about, you know, I already mentioned trying to change your appraisal of it and seeing it more as a challenge. But more practical, pragmatic strategies are sometimes sitting down and writing out what you're feeling. In the health psychology literature, there's this great intervention that was started many years ago where the results are just wonderful, called emotional expression, where you sit yourself down and almost set a timer and tell yourself that for 15 minutes or 10 minutes, you are just going to write about your feelings and your emotions related to why you're feeling stressed and all the people around you who are there to help you. So this actual expression of emotion, putting it down on paper, or if you want, typing it out, has been shown to relate to significant decreases in stress. If it's something like a presentation, sometimes, you know, here's a great example where avoidance is actually okay. avoidance of in the short term, not thinking about it, watching a new show just so that you're not thinking about that presentation. If it's a short-term stressor, avoidance works pretty well, but emotional expression, if you haven't tried it or folks haven't tried that, just an absolutely neat coping mechanism where you're actually facing it, getting it out there, and that's been shown to lead to some pretty good feelings afterwards.
We continue our conversation with Regan Gurung. He is a professor of psychological sciences at Oregon State University. We're talking about the Sunday evening feelings, Sunday syndrome, Sunday scaries, whatever you call it. If you feel anxiety or maybe dread of the coming work week, or maybe it's regret that you didn't do all the stuff you wanted to do over the weekend, you can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this you every weekend, or have you been there? Tell us your story and maybe what you were able to do about it. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We'll go to your calls now. Mark is with us in Hartford. Mark, hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been dealing with this kind of feeling, as far as I can remember, ever since I started working, and I feel like I've been able to narrow it down to a feeling that whenever I'm at work, I kind of fly through my work, and then I wind up bored, and I've done a lot of job hopping, trying to find something that keeps me engaged at work, and I haven't been able to find it yet, and I have almost like a fear of missing out when I'm at work of all the fun, cool things that I could be doing if I didn't have to be at work. Just wondered if the guests had any input on how to fight that.
Mark, thanks for sharing that story. I'm guessing you're not alone in all of that. Regan, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think Mark puts his finger on something really important, is that far too often, many of us who are bored or aren't as challenged enough at work don't think as much off it, but the reality is the psychological research shows that boredom at work is actually a big workplace stressor. And I think recognizing it as, you know, we don't call it a stressor. You're like, oh, it's bored. It's not, you know, nothing harmful. But boredom in itself can be a stressor that really adds up over time. So I think this is one of those cases where, you know, taking a look at your job description, is there something that you can change to give yourself more of a challenge where you are, finding, is there a way that an initiative that you take can be followed up on or you can get support on? But you've already taken that key first step of recognizing some level of boredom there. And, you know, where some people may say, oh, I'd love to be bored. I don't want to be, you know, that'd be different. No, boredom's a problem. That's a stressor. Try and find some ways to find some challenge. Because over time, that has an incremental negative effect on how you feel.
Mark, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Got a message from Jacob in Dodgeville who vouches for some of the advice you shared, Regan. Jacob says whether it's stress about work or other things, keeping the notebook by your bed and writing those things down really helps with sleep and getting rid of stress. So a testimonial there, Regan, to that write it down idea.
Emotional expression does something. And I think many of us aren't used to that. There's a pretty strong gender difference. Men aren't as likely to do it, and I think more of us men should. Women are much better at capitalizing on their social support networks. Men tend not to do it to the same extent. Those are the kind of things that we can do. And, you know, even going back to Mark's call, but like Jacob's using emotional expression, there are a variety, an arsenal of coping mechanisms. If one hasn't worked, try something different.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Laura joins us now in Madison. Laura, hello.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about, Laura?
Well, I've had the Sunday blues ever since college, and it was all sort of came from the fact that I didn't do enough studying over the weekend, and I would start to have the dread of Sunday, and then I would hear the 60 Minutes show at 6 p.m. on Sunday night, and the tick, 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 tick.
Oh, no.
And that would just fill me with so much dread and so much guilt. Like, you didn't even open a book this weekend. And it kind of got better after I graduated. But still, when I hear that 60 Minutes intro, I think to myself, oh, my God, what did I get done this weekend?
Wow. Laura, thank you so much for sharing that. So, Regan, we can kind of, in a bad way, learn this reaction. Even if we like our work week, maybe we just get in that pattern from, in this case, school, and it can be hard to shake.
Well, you know, to add to that, I think Laura identifies the fact that so many of us are conditioned to the kinds of things that we do on Sundays. I've heard stories of, you know, many people keep certain chores for Sunday or certain laundry for Sunday. And sure enough, doing laundry then becomes associated with, oh my gosh, it's Sunday. That means we work, you know, the next day and so on and so forth. So watching for those flags that we are conditioned to, maybe we can then uncondition some of that so we don't have those long-lasting effects. And wow, you know, conditioning is a pretty strong thing, and Laura's conditioning to that TikTok ticking seems to have definitely lasted some time. So watch those things that you're always doing on Sunday, because they could get associated with those feelings about Monday.
Laura, thanks a lot for that call. We're talking to Regan Gurung from Oregon State University, professor of psychological sciences there. Talk about the feeling you might get at the end of your weekend before you get ready to go back to work, that sort of maybe dread of what's to come, or regret, anxiety. It can come in a lot of different forms, and what to do about it. Now, Regan, something you started to touch on a little bit earlier, you know, our society's laid out now that it can be hard to get stuff done during the week. Is this a bigger problem than maybe individuals can deal with some, the idea of getting a little of the weekend feeling and accomplishment into the course of our work week?
Right. You know, and I think right now what you've seen happening in society is the work week has spilled into the weekend. And I guess what I'm making a call for, an impassioned plea for, is to have the weekend spill into the work week. You know, and I think if we move in that direction and balance it out a little bit more, for many of us, doing some work on the weekend is hard not to do. I mean, I'm an academic. I teach. I get student emails. I have collaboration emails. Sometimes dealing with them for a short amount of time on the weekend works better. But by the same token, I make sure I take some time to myself and my family during the weekday. So it's not a question of, oh, here comes Monday. We'll see Dad next Saturday. You know, no, it's spreading that time out and for yourself and your family out a little bit more.
Well, something I've tried to do myself, and maybe you can weigh in on this, Regan, is, you know, sometimes I do have to do work from home or wherever I happen to be, but I've learned to try to kind of put walls up. Like, okay, I'm going to be intentional, and I'm going to take this 5 or 10 minutes to catch up on those emails. I'm not just going to, you know, idly, I'm at my computer, I'll just open up the email in the middle of something else.
Right, and I think, you know, it goes back to something Laura just said, the last caller, about being conditioned to certain things. I think for many of us who use a lot of email, even opening up your email, you know, I do a lot of things administratively, and there are often fires to put out, and sometimes just opening up an email means there's a fire to put out. And so I think setting up time for when you will do certain things that you know may bring a lot of stress and work is better. I mean, one of the things I do is in the mornings, I don't check email, or I try not to, and really mostly don't check email until I get to work, instead of checking it real quickly and then not being able to respond to it. And that's the same thing with weekends, is really, like you do, Rob, carving out exactly when and for how long you'll do certain things that you know may be associated with some stressful activity.
I want to take our last minute and a half or so, Regan, to come back to where we started. And you said, you know, being aware, figuring out what's going on in our lives. Give us some advice for maybe this next Sunday at 3:58 p.m. How can we attune ourselves to watch for these feelings and what might be causing them?
Well, I think I'm going to actually say two things here, because we've talked about the Sunday scaries, but I think, you know, we should also consider, do we have the daily scaries? And by that I mean, there are some of us who feel stressed every day. There are studies that show that day of the week and mood, even though we may think weekends are bad, in many studies show there aren't no big differences day to day. So if we are somebody who's experiencing the scaries daily or anxiety every evening thinking about the next day, then we really need to make sure we get some more specific pragmatic ways to deal with it. To end on that very pragmatic note, I think, you know, there's really hands down, there's no real substitute for getting some physical activity, spending and increasing your time with friends and family. That is the balm that can alleviate most stressors. And if you know that there's a time when these scaries start popping up, that's exactly the time to inject a good shot of either nature, outdoor time, physical activity, or good old friends and family.
Great place to leave it. Regan, as always, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Take care, Rob.
That's Regan Gurung, Executive Director of the Center for Teaching and Learning at Oregon State University and Professor there of Psychological Sciences. He joins to talk about what some people call the Sunday scaries, the feeling some people get as their weekend is winding down and they look ahead at the school week or work week. You can still share your experiences, maybe your advice, over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.